Sachen per Exam, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Shtech Chaburisha Yoichlis Bebayis Echot. We have to give a hakdom over here to the Indian of Chaburois and Batim Legabi Korban Pesach. That's clear that a Korban Pesach, we've discussed in a number of different halachas in the last few prokim, that the only people that could eat from any specific Korban Pesach are those that were Monui ala Shkita. That's clear. It's not like regular Kachim, where the owner of the Kachim, a Korban Shlom, could distribute to anybody. And it's not that everybody has a mitzvah to eat a kezayis from Korban Pesach, so just get a kezayis from any Korban Pesach. No. You have to be nimna al shchitas Korban Pesach, because everybody has a chiyuv of shchita of akrovas Korban Pesach. The shoychit is the shliach of everybody concerned, one. Two is the achila has to be niskayim in the achila of the Korban that you're monoy on. Every single individual. Now, that being said, let's read a few of the psukim in Pashas Boy, where the pasuk says, Al habotim asher yoichlu oisei bohem. The Torah delineates, right, the halacha is Korban Pesach, they ate, the Korban Mitzrayim was not eaten in an open area, it was eaten kol echot bebayis shaloi. Al yetzei ish mi Pesach beisoi, right, and the Mizbeach was the mashkoif and the mezuzahs of each house. Each bayis, sela beis ovois, each bayis took a seh, and it was eaten in that place. But the Torah says an interesting lashon. Ala batim asher yechlu oisabohem. What's batim? And then the pasuk says, Vayter, to the end of the perek, bebayis echod yeochel. Sounds like there's a kepeda that they should eat, all the members of that korban pesach should eat in one bayis. So the way the Gemara has this, this is in the Mechilta in Pashas Boy, this is the way the Gemara darshins the Tana, the Al Mishnah. There's a Deya, the Machlek's Tanaim really is a Deya that holds not that way. But Al Gemara, the Gemara darshins that the way to put these two psukim is together. It goes like this. For the pact that the Torah says, Alabatim, that teaches us that one Korban Pesach, all the Menuyim, could split up into two Chaburas. That means you can't eat the Korban Pesach as an individual wherever. Even if you're taking a piece of your Korban Pesach that you were money on, you have to eat it together as part of a chabura. But it doesn't have to be one chabura. The chaburas are, each one, there's a kpeda, there's a certain surah of who's eating together. And from that group who's eating together, you have to eat it with your group, and you can't mix together with another chabura. So on the one hand, ala batim asher yechlu oisabohem, they can be eaten in separate houses because it can be eaten by separate chaburas. But bebayis echod yeochel on one member or on members of the same chabura, they have to eat it together. Also, one chabura has to be keveh mokum and it has to be eaten there. That means Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten kol echad bebeisoi, al yetzi yish bepesach beisoi. It's interesting. It's keviyochel every year, the Korban Pesach was a reenactment of Pesach Mitzrayim. It wasn't that they couldn't go out of the houses, it could be eaten any place in Yerushalayim. But wherever they were keveh to eat, that is the kviyas mokum where the Korban Pesach is to be eaten. End of story. In that vein, let's read the Mishnah. Shtei chaburos she'ochlos bebayis echad, there were two chaburos that set up shop that were keveh in one big hall. Picture a house, there are many visitors to Yerushalayim. And there's one large dining room in somebody's house. And there were shtei chaburos that were keveh to eat each one with the members of their chabura, their Korban Pesach. Elu hoibchines pneim helach va'ichlin. They should turn chabura. Chabura number one turns their face in that direction and eats. Ve'elu hoibchines pneim helach va'ichlin. They should eat in another direction. Basically what it's saying is that there shouldn't be any tsura of the two of them eating together because each chabura has to eat by itself. There's a tsura of the chabura eating onto themselves like a family setting in one place, in one group, and there can't be any looking as if those two chaburas are eating together. The Mishnah adds a detail over here, which is hard for us to picture. V'amecham be'emtza. They used to have a mecham, is just basically a kettle. And a big samovar standing on iron legs on the floor, let's say. Why did they have it? Because the yayin that they had with them, they were moizig yayin with hot water. It's not to think of somebody drinking wine that way, but that was the way it was. So they had the mecham be'emtza, and that was the divider between the two chaburas. Why? Because you want to have hot water available for each chabura. Each group had its matzah sumreim al matzah sumreim yechluhu, and the hot water they got out of one mecham that was be'emtza, that served both groups. Now, in those days, what they had was a group of people sitting, reclining, Beseba, of course, saying the Sipiyatzis Mitzrayim. They had a Shamus that was Oymin Aleim. The other halachas also in Shas of a Shamish that's Oymin in times of a Sudas Mitzvah. So the Shamish is Oymin Limzoik. Part of his job in that setting was giving out to everybody their portions. It was also being Moizeg, everybody's Kois. Now, he also has to eat, he's a Yid as well. He also has to become Pesach. So he has to be Nimna on one of the Chaburas. So let's say he's on the Chaburah to the right. So now he's eating to get the Chaburah on the right, but he wants to fill up, he has a job. He wants to fill up water from the Mecham for the Chaburah on the left. Koifetz his piv, he has to close his mouth. There shouldn't even be a shadow of that he's eating while he's serving the group on the other side that he's not part of, because then it looks like he's eating with them. It has to be a complete no eating while you're with the other chaburu. Umachsa is panov. He turns his face away from the members of his own chaburu. They shouldn't be choshed him that he's eating, he's freelancing, he's going over to the other side. Ad shemagia itzel chaburasa v'oichon, until he's able to get back to his chaburu. And then he continues what he has in his mouth. V'hakalo. It's an interesting halacha. A kalo, the Gemara says, since they're eating together as a group, there's a natural tznius. Normally she's with her husband's family. There's a certain busha there. So she has a right, when mekel for her, hoifechas is panel v'hichelas, even when she's sitting with her group, l'cher turning away would be like saying, no, I'm not part of the group. For a normal person, that would be a problem. But the kalo, everybody understands the reason why she's doing it. There's a certain level of dignity, tznius. So she's turning away, that's okay. In the way we just read the Mishnah, it doesn't seem to be a chiyuv gomor that the two chaburas that are oichlas b'bayis ha'achav have to turn the other way. Seems to be that's the mitzvah. The Rambam adds it as a chiyuv. He understands that the essential halacha is that the two chaburas have to make a distinction between the two of themselves, that they're completely eating in a separate way. That's the sky ma'ideh, the hoifchiz p'neim helik v'oichlin. Each one turns in his direction. And now we're going to start the 8th perek, Mishnah Aleph. Ho'isha bizman shehibe beis bailo. We discussed in the end of the 7th perek, and we've had a few times over the Mishnah, is that a person, each member of Klal Yisrael, is mechuyev in Korban Pesach. He's mechuyev to be a member, a nimne al chabura echod, on one seh. And from that seh, the Korban is shechted for him, and he's oichel with the members of the chabura of his eating group. What about a woman who's newly married and there was a shtekel stira? For years she's been eating from the Korban Pesach of her father. Now she's married, she's b'shus bailo. Ho'isha b'zman shehi b'beis bailo. If she got married and now she's b'beis bailo. Shochet aleo bailo. Her husband had her in mind. He made the Korban also for her. V'shochet aleo via, still his daughter, he had her in mind. The basic assumption is that a woman is even that her father wants to take care of her, but her first mokim is by her husband. That's what a good marriage is all about. Let's say kenog, and this is the makor that the first yomtiv, a new couple goes to her parents, not to his parents, or at least for the seder. It's from this Mishnah. Every Yiddish minig has a makor. Holcha regal rishon lasu vezavish. She went the first days of Pesach to her father's house. Shochet aleo via v'shochet aleo baila. Again, she's caught in between two people that are taking care of her. Over there, the halacha is, since she's bevezavio, so there's definitely up in the ear that she could be nimne on her father's Korban Pesach. So toyu pecha b'vachum she writes. So there she could eat wherever she wants. The important point to point out over here, what does it mean, where she wants? When does she have to decide? She has to decide, the Gemara says, at the time, latest at the time of the Shechita. Why? Because any decision that a person has, I'm being nimna on one of these two Korban Pesachs, which one to be determined later. We call that a sugya of yesh ber and ein ber. I'm writing a get, and I'll decide later on for which wife. They both have the same name, it's Lishma. Or any other case where I'm being mevara later on, I'm being mafish truma. Which cup of wine in the barrel, am I separating for truma? Will be in this barrel later on. We paskin on dinim deraisa ein breru. Somebody over here will say ein breru. She has to decide by the shkita. By the way, the Gemara says that this, that a woman when she's beveis avia, she's hoylech acher avia, is not so posh. It depends. If she's very ruggled, constantly going back to her father's house, then mamish the couple is constantly in and out of the in-law's house. So then the halacha is avada, she's nimnal beis avia. If she's already al regel sheni with a certain amount of independence, even if she's beveis avia, the halacha is the stomach is that she goes bas rishus bailo, which is the way a marriage is supposed to be. The case of the Mishnah is only she doesn't go that often, but it is regular, and she hasn't yet established a Yom Tif togetherness with her husband. That's a separate stage in a marriage. And because of that, she can be Nimna La'an Shehi Roitza. One more detail. The Pasuk calls the Seh that was taken Seh La'boyis, the Seh for the house. What does that mean for the house? Anybody can be Nimna on the Kavim Pesach, right? They could be total strangers as long as they're Nimna beforehand on the Kavim Pesach. They'll have to fund, they'll have to buy it together, but Nimna is not Dafka Labayis. So the Gemara learns out that Seh Labayis, that a person could be Monui L'Shem his children. Bonov Bitov HaKtanim, he could be one of them, or let's say his Eved or Shivcha Knanis. They don't have an independent Yad, they don't have an independent Deya. And a cotton also, similarly, he could be the one that's Eimid Bimkayim. That's why it's called Sel Labois. He could do that. Normally, a Godel can't represent a cotton, and Shlich is the cotton. But over here, yeah. Because as a cotton, Shal is exactly what the Gedah Advarim is. Is it a Shlichus? Is it a Schiel? Because it doesn't work with the regular Gedarim of Schiel. Now, by Bnoyu Bitei Hagdolim, since they have a day of their own, over there he can't represent them. What about a Yosoim? The Mishnah says, Yosem Sheshokhto Lovah Petrops, and he doesn't have a father to put him, to make him as part of the Korban Pesach. So the only one he has is, halachically, the Bezdin appoints an apotropos, and apotropos has a right to sell his lechosim, buy, take care of property, sign off, they have power of attorney. So since they have power of attorney, it's halacha we learn out from the Nesiim that took care of the Yosem by the Zman HaChaluk Zoretz and Pashas Matos. So it's a Din Deraisa. So the halacha is, what happens if he has apetropsin? He has two trustees. Each one has his own day, each one shechts, and is maman of the yosem. Yoichom b'makom shuraitzim. The Gemara explains what that means. It's kilu, he has two korban pesach, save his money. What happens to somebody signed up for two chaburas? So he can only eat one, only one counts him. Which one? The one that was shechted first, because that's keveh, that he's part of them. Eved shal shnei shutvin. An Eved that belongs to Shnei Shutvim. So he's definitely eating from his Odoin. He's not let it belong to two of them because he's only eating with Din Bailim. No. At the end of the day, he's participating in two Chaburas. And each Odoin only has a right to include him in his Chabura. Not another Odoin's Chabura. An Odoin could include the Eved Shalom Midaitoi, like a father could include a Ben who's a Kotan Shalom Midaiton. Because there's a reshus there, but I can't include you on the half of you that doesn't belong to me. So now the half of the Eved is not included in the other, so then he has a brown. There has to be hukval on one of them. We're talking about having half chalokim of Abdus. By the way, it's important to point out, why is an Abdus chayiv in Korban Pesach? Because it's mechuyiv in mitzvahs kenoshim. Rosh Musa mechuyiv in Korban Pesach. Somebody who had two masters and one of them was Meshacher him, the famous Mishnah in Gittin. So what is he? He's a half of Ben Chayr, he's a half of an Eved. So lo yoichal mishol rabbi, why? Because the rabbi is nicha only to be man al pischoy, an Eved that belongs to him. Mashenkin the chatzi of this fellow, that's a Ben Chayr, that doesn't belong al Eved to this fellow is not Nimna al-Pischoy. So lo yechom shor rabbi. Now the one chap over here is that Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin is oimid lehishtachrer. Why is that? The Mishnah Yitin brings a famous machlokes Beis Shammai Mesil. Beis Shammai says we have two brothers, let's say, that owned an Eved, and one of them was Meshachrer his chelik. The other one was not. Beis Shammai says, so who's he going to marry this Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin? He's stuck. One day he works for the rabbi, one day he works for himself. He can't get married to anybody. He can't be married. He can't have a marital relationship with a shivko. Half of him is not an eved. He can't have a marital relationship with a Yiddish woman. Half of him is an eved. So he's stuck. Basil says, Hagufa, because he's stuck, al tzmitzvus piyu v'rivyo, we force the Adam to be Meshacher. Says over here in the Gemara that according to Basil, that we force the eved, the Adam that's left with the half an eved, to be Meshacher. So then we do see the Eved somewhat as being in his own Rishus. The nafkamina of that is that then he can check his own Karban Pesach. That's the Chiddush over here.